The imam of the mosque, Dr. Lahmadine Lahmadine, had only finished leading the special Taraweeh night prayers a few hours before he was awakened by a phone call from the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. That prayer takes place every night around 10 o'clock during the month of Ramadan. Lahmadine got in his car and started driving.
I could see the smoke from about 2 miles when I drove to the mosque. So when I saw that, my heart pounding, and I hope it's not from the mosque. But when I got in there, it is from the mosque.
This is the third time the Islamic community in Joplin has had to deal with fires on its property. 1 month ago, a man was caught on camera throwing a burning object onto the mosque's roof. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for the arrest and indictment of those responsible for that fire. You can see a picture of that man by going to FBI.gov/Kansas City. Bridget Patton is a spokeswoman for the FBI out of Kansas City.
If it is determined that this fire was deliberately set, we will actively investigate to see if there is any connection or relationship to the fire that occurred at this center on July 4th of this year.
The Islamic Center of Joplin hosted volunteers from around the country after the Joplin tornado. This week's fire was a total loss. Imam Lahmadine says he doesn't know where his congregation will gather to worship now. Typically during Ramadan, Muslims gather every evening at the mosque to break their fasts before praying into the night. The fire comes less than 2 weeks before the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, which is next Friday. I'm Jennifer Davidson.